any questions you have, Sulfie, about the case that you'd like to see Sarah discuss?
The only other question that frequently comes up with her is, despite the fact that she was BRCA negative and the fact that on NGS, no somatic mutations were found suggestive of a germline mutation, she has two young daughters, and she asked Dr. Tulaney, in fact, as to whether her young daughter should get any additional screening for breast cancer, because she has a very strong family history of breast cancer.
What kind of BRCA testing or testing did she actually have?
This was done about 9 years ago when she was diagnosed. So I'm not familiar with what was done, but she reports a more limited BRCA1 and 2 testing. It was not the more expanded profile that will be done today.
So just to clarify, though, Sarah, this patient has ER-positive, HER2-negative metastatic disease. Do these patients need some type of BRCA testing regardless of family history?
So I'll tell you, our institution has been discussing this since the approval of olaparib, you know, whether or not we should be testing all our metastatic ER-positive patients. We had been uniformly testing all our metastatic triple-negative patients for BRCA, but I have not been to date uniformly testing ER-positive patients unless they had a family history that warranted it. You know, I think my threshold has changed since olaparib has become approved. But that being said, you know, if you look at the prevalence of which you're going to find a BRCA mutation in a metastatic ER-positive patient without, you know, a strong family history signal, it's going to be low. It's going to be, you know, 5% or less. And so, you know, I've still really just been screening people who have some family history, but it's been looser. I haven't uniformly started screening all my patients. You know, I think one can argue whether or not it's something we should do. I just have felt that the incidence is so low that without some family history to trigger it, I haven't been doing it.
So again, I would think about your lung colleagues who are looking for BRAF, ALK,
right,
RET, you name it, yeah, and, you know, a lot less than 5%. Are they right in what they're doing, or are you right in what you're doing?
I don't know that there's a right or a wrong. You know, I think PARP inhibitors clearly are beneficial. I think we were a little disappointed by the PFS difference between standard chemotherapy and PARP. You know, it was really, with olaparib, you're looking at really a delta of 3 months. It wasn't astronomical. That being said, I think someone has a BRCA mutation. I think it's very important to give them olaparib. And I think it's a very fair point whether or not we should be screening again. I'll say in our institutional discussions, this comes up all the time, and I think we just haven't quite hit the threshold where we've started testing everyone.